This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big extravaganza, it's Allie Breen with Sexy Time. She's coming up in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Have you experienced the thrill of watching televised poker? It rocks! And there are few television experiences that can rival the heart-pounding excitement of a game of cards. And now, Bob and Tom Television, in cooperation with ESPN3, is about to up the ante on card game action. Move over, championship poker. Here comes World Championship Solitaire.
Now, if Larry does not come up with a red queen, he is stuck.
Well, Jim, as we can see by the graphic on the screen, he only has an 11% chance of winning this hand.
Oh, that's not good odds, Dan. What kind of solitaire player is Larry?
Well, Jim, Larry is a fairly conservative player. He's also a guy who's really into the psychology of the game. Well, there, notice how he wears sunglasses so he can't see his own expression. Yeah, he's that good. Sometimes he's so straight-faced, he actually bluffs himself.
It's World Championship Solitaire.
Well, he really needs to see a red queen this time, or again, he is lost.
Here it goes.
Oh, no, it's a black four, and Larry has lost.
He sure has. Well, Jim, what a class act this guy is. Even though he must be upset right now, he's a good sport.
Yeah.
World Championship Solitaire, coming to Bob and Tom Television.
And coming soon, it's Celebrity Solitaire. Celebrity Solitaire, featuring huge celebrities passing the time as they wait for their phones to ring.
And Scott Baio is looking for a black seven here, and he's gonna...
Hello? No, I'm busy right now. No, there's no way I could take that. Goodbye.
Excuse me, Scott, was that your agent calling with an offer?
No, it was a telemarketer. I don't want the Sunday paper delivered to my home.
Oh.
Also, coming this fall to Bob and Tom and ESPN4, catch live Pinochle, Euchre, and Gin Rummy action during the International Card Olympics, where athletes from around the world compete for trumps and gold medals.
Euchre.
World Championship Solitaire, Celebrity Solitaire, and the International Card Olympics, only from Bob and Tom Television.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, there we go. There's something beautiful on the screen. It's Allie Breen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Allie.
Hello.
Allie, we're getting a lot of mail. After your agent, Josh Arnold, suggested you join the...
I think Josh is out. He's been... Really? I don't want to speak on your behalf, but it seems like you've been disrespected at the very least.
I have been discharged, yes, because yes. I suggested that Allie do certain things that she's unwilling to do, like make love to me on OnlyFans.
Seems a little... I did consider it. I don't think anyone decided. Wants to see that.
Allie is now on OnlyFans.
And, yeah, people saw a lot more of me this week than ever before.
Okay, well, so far so good?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I mean, you basically do what you're comfortable with. So, I mean, for me, it's a couple donkeys and an eggplant. And
Okay, good.
Just putting it out there.
And you're having fun. People are being nice.
People are really nice, and it's funny, you get all kinds of suggestions, obviously, which I've been telling people, I'm keeping it very, you know, I'm just having fun, like I'm trying to kind of recreate movie more, like I'm keeping it very Playboy, definitely not going penthouse, but then other people, even with like the kind of stuff that I think I put up that's tame, they're like, whoa, Allison, you're putting it out there, like, so, oh. Like parental figures on there that are like, oh my God, and then people who are asking for crazy stuff. So it's very interesting.
Here's the best way to find her. It's onlyfans.com/ALLIB. So yeah, if you go to OnlyFans and you just try to search her, it's mm-hmm. not very friendly. It's not very searcher friendly. So do it that way. Type in onlyfans.com/ALLIB.
ALLIB?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the best way to do it.
A lot of suggestions regarding the show. They're like, you should read the not safe for work letters on there.
Oh, that's a funny idea.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually yep. that is a funny idea. And that's the point of this show is the letters. We try to help people with their love troubles, and you can reach Allie at ALLIBREEN in the world of the
social
internet
media.
To find her on mm-hmm. social media to send us a letter. What have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I am a happily married woman, and I recently found out that my friend's husband has feelings for me. I told him I'm sorry he feels that way, and we can only be friends because I'm also happily married. But should I tell my friend and risk losing her friendship, or should I not tell her and hope she doesn't find out?
Oh, you don't say anything, right?
Yeah.
You act like it's never happened.
Oh, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. That's not
good for
anyone.
Let that go.
Yeah, no.
You know, there's such a thing as the lie of omission.
Yes.
It's the same as lying.
Why would you bring
look
it
up? It's in the Bible, heathens.
Oh, really?
I saw it on Ten Commandments.
Oh, okay. You can just think, well, I thought he was joking. I didn't think he was serious. Come on, we're both happily married. Let's move on. It never happened.
Oh, yeah, that's what guys usually tend to do if they put it out there. I feel like I was kidding. What? Right. Are you into it, though? If you're into it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, nothing good will come of this.
Nope.
Shut up and move on.
Nope.
Yeah.
Ugh. The next thing you know, you're going to be getting photographs, and you go up to her, hey, you recognize this?
And when the tables are turned, it happens to you. You can throw it right in her face. So it'd be great. Yeah. That's a good idea. It's a healthy relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's move on, Allie. What
Real
else you got?
Good.
Dear Allie, I started dating the hottest, most fun guy I've ever dated, but he definitely has arrested development. Like when we go to the movies, he brings Fireball that we can pregame with in the parking lot. We are in our 40s and I'm having fun.
All right, but how you doing? I'm Tony Douche. Wait a minute. How's it going?
He's just being thrifty. Oh,
what's going on, man?
How do I gear this to be a more serious relationship?
I don't know that that's what that guy...
Yeah. If he's 40 and he's fireballing, it's not going to go away.
For the movies.
Wait until he gets out of the rehab for the third time and then see how he is.
You have to do fireball shots before a movie?
God.
Have fun. Enjoy the hotness, as you say.
But don't
take this too seriously. No.
And then look up on your iPhone how to block contacts. And you'll be
fine. Ace, I heard you say something. What was that?
He's just being thrifty.
Just being thrifty.
The real chip.
Yes, yes. The fireball you bring yourself is much cheaper than the movie theater's fireball.
Yeah.
They have a movie theater fireball.
Yeah. They do?
What? Yeah. Some, you can drink in some movie theater. Well,
yes, but I don't know that they have fireball.
That's ridiculous.
Well, your fanny pack, put some Snickers
if you can't go to a movie without getting loaded, what's wrong with you?
I guess if you can drink at a movie theater, I guess it is okay then. It's not so bad.
No. I think she's just saying for a 40-year-old guy, he's acting like
you're not drinking in a car in a parking lot.
What about sex?
Yeah, right. Party? Also, you would think maybe bring some wine. Always good. The
exactly.
With...
They have wine and beer and some cocktails. That you're not.
Be a little classier.
Maybe some mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, maybe the guy's great. You know.
Maybe stick a straw up your nose. You know. That's how. What's a girl's like? A nice sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cut the bottom out of your popcorn box.
That's right. Yeah. Put your wine up in there. Hey, you know the best corn's at the bottom.
Oh yeah. Dick Salty. How are you?
I love that.
Once again, our guest is Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. You'll find her on social media. You can send us your love troubles, or you can find her on OnlyFans at A-L-L-I-B. Right, Josh?
That's correct.
Okay, nailed it.
And by the way, when you talk to her on OnlyFans, there was some questions. You're not talking to me. I'm not doing her messages.
No, you were dismissed. You were fired.
No, you are. You're talking to Allie.
We should do a week where you take over. You know how they do those takeovers on Twitter?
Post pictures of Josh in a bikini.
Well, Allie, I apologize.
Yes, that's fantastic.
You've lost all your subscribers.
Yeah.
I think Josh should do it, by the way. I get a lot of letters where there's crushes on people, and Josh is a big one. So you'd do very well.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is.
Josh do a guest spot with you? Where the two of you?
I think he has to do
like a split screen thing.
Maybe I have not explored
that work. Could you do that?
No, according to OnlyFans rules, I would have to be a content creator, and I'd have to give my.
What's holding you back? Leaving money on the table, Josh.
That's what you say. Hey, look! If I thought there were, I need enough people to tell me. Yeah, you'll make money on there.
You would.
Oh, I think that'll happen.
It seems like.
Yep.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
What kind of a world do we live
in? Going down so fast.
It's really a cesspool.
Dear Josh, please spread eagle. Sign Luther.
Good grade.
There you go. $25, Luther.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Allie, next letter, please.
Dear Allie. Me and my wife have been in therapy because I get very jealous and I would accuse her of cheating. It's been a few years and things have actually gotten really great until last week when I found out that the cheating I originally accused her of doing years ago, she actually did. So not only did she cheat on me, but she acted like I was crazy and that we worked on my jealousy and my trust like it was my fault. I'm so mad. She says, let's leave the past in the past, but what should I do?
You're done.
Wow, that's tough.
That's the definition of gaslighting. But you should bail.
Yeah.
You're not going to, you guys can't get past that. No. Sadly.
Usually when someone cheats, they will accuse the other person of being crazy. As soon as they drop that C word, it's like, okay, you can go with your gut. That sucks.
He doesn't even need to go with his gut. He said he found proof. So,
bummer. Man, what a waste of time in therapy.
Well, no, don't look at it that way.
Well, she's up there talking her talk, and he's actually.
But he may also be a jealous person. So,
Well, maybe he had reason to be jealous.
But maybe he's also unreasonably jealous.
Okay,
it's both.
Well, then
I like her response. Like at this point. Let's just leave the past in the past.
Easy for her to say. Well, then he can sleep with someone today, and then they can fight about it next week, and he can just leave it in the past, and they can move forward, right? Does that count?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you got to break up.
So far, we're not helping anybody today. Sorry. What else have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I've been with my girlfriend for 3 years, and she still makes me wear condoms. She is 39, and I'm 44. Will you guys please tell her this is insane, and I've obviously mastered the pullout method just fine at this point.
Oh, whoa.
Have you?
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. Dear idiot. Wait, I'm sorry. I worded it wrong. Dear dad.
Yeah.
I'm on this guy's side. Yeah. It's been proven that condoms are only like 19% effective.
Oh, gosh. If you're detail-oriented, you can keep track of the days, and you know.
Sure.
Rhythm method.
Yeah, they call people who use the rhythm method parents.
Have you considered that maybe she's having you wear a condom because of something she has?
Oh, my gosh. She's been hiding it for years?
You might want to give that thing a look-see.
She's riddled with gonorrhea.
Yeah. Get a miner's helmet and a couple of Q-tips. Head down there. No, I...
Yeah, it's not supposed to look like lasagna.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's steakums.
You know what, though? The pulling out method totally works. I think it works just fine.
It does not work.
It works until it doesn't.
It does not work. There's a little bit of leakage before. You all know that, right?
But they're on the older side, too. In your 20s, I'd say you have to be a lot more careful than in your 30s and 40s.
You are right. I mean, the percentages go way down.
Right, but I had my kids at 38 and 42.
Sure.
So, yeah, don't... You got to be
easily no help or anything. No. It just was...
And Tom had a child when he was 112. So, it varies.
I was in my 60s. I forget what it was. You got to make that deposit downtown, fellas.
Oh,
man.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Well, if you really hate it so much, talk to her about it. But
tell her she'll like it more without the condom. My God.
Boy,
think about what she wants.
What fraternity are you in?
I don't know.
You'll like it better if I don't wear one.
Yeah, make
it's
sure.
Like showering with a ring. Can you blame me?
I do have some serious news for this guy. This is important.
It's drilling time.
Pepsi, not Coke, for the post-coital douche.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's the
have
one.
Have her hold a penny in her mouth. She'll never get pregnant.
Yeah, of course. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was...
This so guy's
crazy.
An idiot. Okay.
He's not
next.
An idiot. He just doesn't want to wear a rubber.
Dear Allie.
He hates rubbers. Come on.
Flirted with a cop to get out of a ticket, and it worked as he flirted back, and then he actually asked me out.
Oh.
I have a serious boyfriend, so do I explain what happened to him and just try to cancel the date, or just go through with it and don't tell anyone? I don't know if I'd get in trouble.
I don't know enough about your present boyfriend. Is it advantageous enough as a cop? I mean, if the cop's a better boyfriend, Dumpsville for what's-his-name and go with the cop, right?
Yeah, the
right
cop can arrest them on some trumped-up charge.
Trump up a charge. Yeah,
get rid of this guy.
Lose him in the system. That's what I do.
Yeah, he's up in Sing Sing.
Yeah. You obviously don't love him anyway. You were flirting with
just
someone
just bang
else.
The cop and move on. Give it up for the boy in blue.
And yeah, maybe he'll give you like a handicap plate, and I'm allowed to go through 10 red lights a year.
Yes,
shield.
This is good for 20 miles an hour over any speed limit, including a school zone. You know, I've been trying to get those passes for years.
Yeah.
Good God, we're horrible people.
She's even contemplating going out with him. Then she obviously isn't that committed to her boyfriend.
She doesn't want
to
hurt the guy's feelings.
She's a people pleaser. She's like, I don't want to let the cop down. I don't want to let my boyfriend down.
She's gotten herself in a real predicament.
Real pickle.
She's mostly dick. Yep.
Just her acting crazy around the cop.
Putting the dick in predicament.
Does it really matter who this whore ends up with?
Seriously. I mean, come on. Let's all be honest.
You guys are terrible.
Yeah, that's right. That's the segment of this show.
Boyfriend, we need to name this terrible segment.
We have time for one more letter, Allie, please.
Dear Allie, I have been with a woman for almost 2 months now who I met online. We have absolutely nothing in common, from music to movies, and just sit awkwardly in silence when riding a car when going somewhere.
So,
I don't see it lasting in any way, but she's been buying me really expensive stuff. First,
wait a minute, hang on. I think I fell in love. Hang on.
I mentioned I wanted to start gaming as a throwaway comment, and she went out and bought me a new Xbox. How do I ride this out in a way that's not going to be an unethical?
You don't.
No.
Silence in the car?
She wants companionship, and she's getting it. I guess so.
It's almost like he's taking advantage of the situation. Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Yeah,
that's the word I'm looking for. Boy, if you can be bought with a PlayStation, you may want to rethink your values. Isn't your time and your soul worth more?
Well, maybe he can loosen her up.
With no conversation.
Right? Like, maybe he can break her.
Are you insane?
Yes.
People don't change.
They have nothing in common, though. That's
it. Always works when you force it. Tell them that.
Yeah.
It is true. They could come around after sitting in a car with no talk for long enough. Something's got to break.
Right.
I don't think they like each other.
No.
This is weird.
Are they at least having
sex? She's probably telling her friends, I got to buy this damn guy an Xbox now. What the hell?
How odd.
She might be having a great time.
Yeah, that's the thing.
She might be.
Yeah, that's actually, I think, what's happening.
Oh, well, in that case, you're not hurting anybody.
No, but I mean.
That's true.
You can't tell if she's having a great time because she's an emotionless whore.
Yeah, yeah. This guy.
With money.
He's miserable, but she's having a great time.
Aww. You think so? Apparently, they're both quiet.
That's her nature.
But she's listening to him because he's hip gaming, and she came up.
Yeah,
you guys are bringing a lot to this instead of what's in
Try
the
letter. Try this the next time you're sitting there in silence. Go. You know, don't you think it'd be good for our relationship if I got an girlfriend? And then see what she does. Maybe she'll buy you an escort.
Buy me a girlfriend.
Why not?
She starts paying for your whores. Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.